Well, New York Congressman Charles Rangel recently called for reinstituting a universal military draft. Critics called the plan far-fetched. Commentator John Ridley says Rangel's idea doesn't fetch far enough.
I'm all for Rangel's attempt to put a spotlight on the disproportionate number of minorities and disenfranchised whites in a military that bans openly gay people from fighting for freedom and democracy. But if you want the real power brokers in America to think three times before sending young men and women to wage war, then we need to get radical with the draft. I'm calling for a military made up solely of white males whose parents earn over $150,000 a year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of military gambits as we know them. Believe me, armed conflict will only be our last resort when the most privileged in society are forced to swap their dockers for some camouflage khakis and ship out. No more loopholing kids out of service with study overseas or appointments in the hard-hitting Indiana National Guard. Are you listening, Clintons and Quayles of America? Some kids are forced to join the military because they can't otherwise afford college or because life hasn't otherwise afforded them opportunities. Now the rich will have a chance to prove they really aren't different. Same as everybody else, their kids can go to countries most people can't point to on a map, and same as everybody else, rich kids can fight to get rid of weapons we can't actually prove those unpointable countries have. But I gotta believe in my heart that rich white guys are aching for a chance to show that they can be all that they can be. I mean, after all, blacks and gays and even Japanese Americans have, at times, had to stand up and fight for the right to defend their country. So why not a movement of the Biffs and Hamiltons and Thurstons of America for a chance to get out there and take one on the chin for Lady Liberty? We could have a whole Connecticut Bush Brigade playing war games against the Massachusetts Kennedy Battalion. Now, sadly, the fierce Army-Navy football games would be reduced to a no-talent Harvard-Princeton snooze fest, but, you know, every radical idea has its drawbacks. Of course, we're kidding ourselves if we think a draft like this has a chance in Hades of happening. The millionaires in Senate would shoot it down faster than an Iraqi plane crossing into the no-fly zone. But not necessarily for the reason you might think. Of course, the rich wouldn't want to send their kids off to war. I mean, who does? But they also wouldn't risk leaving a vacuum in the wartime workforce at home. Are you kidding? Those white-collar jobs might accidentally get filled with all the blacks, women, and gays who remain stateside, while the advantage kids were off fulfilling objective number three in the Bush war plan. Secure the oil fields. Can you imagine? Blacks, women, gays, smashing through glass ceilings, confiscating keys to executive washrooms, all because the Forbeses of America are off passing off kite strings to Afghan kids? Yeah, right. Let me tell you something. If we had a rich guy draft, Saddam Hussein and Kim Jong-il would have to be opening up a weapons of mass destruction R Us in the middle of Tehran before the government would even consider sending out one of those unmanned predator drones for a look-see. As far as the elite are concerned, better the Axis of Evil's got nukes than RuPaul's running GM.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director. He's author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man.